Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He appears on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in none other than Richard Justice, MLB.com. He's been covering baseball for a long period of time, as much credibility as it gets in this business. We thank you for joining us this morning. Richard, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Good, good. And we're watching it on the MLB Network. You seem to be everywhere. And this is a big time because we wondered how long were the Indians going to wait. There was a big debate in this town. Well, they've got the division locked up. They can let offers basically come to them and get the most out of it. And I said, no, they had to get going. They were taxing their bullpen. They were taxing their rotation. And in one fell swoop yesterday, they took a weakness and made it back into a strength, I believe, with the acquisition of Brad Hand. What were your thoughts on the Indians deal?
Yeah, I thought it was, I agree with you, it was a deal they had to make. And I feel like they felt they had to make it. What you have in these top four teams in the American League, Astros, Red Sox, Indians, and Yankees, is they're maneuvering toward October. They know they're all going to be playing in October ball. And so every trade you make at this time is, okay, how do we match up with the Yankees? How do we match up with Cleveland, with Houston? And especially October baseball is more and more a bullpen game. What you have in Cleveland is a manager who manages a bullpen better than anybody has ever managed a bullpen. I mean, the way he used Andrew Miller after that trade 2 years ago was just brilliant. And, you know, so you have a rotation that's good enough to win a championship. Do they need another bat? Probably. Yeah, everyone needs something. But what they did, is, as you said, especially if Andrew Miller is healthy, is that they have turned a weakness, a huge weakness, into a strength. Because Simber is a key component there, too. And Tito will make it work. I mean, he'll fit the roles in and do the mix and match game late in games. It really changes the look of the Indians.
Talking to Richard Justice from MLB.com. Richard, as the Indians move forward now, and obviously shoring up the bullpen, we look at the outfield. We don't get the sense that it's going to be as big a move, say, as what they just made as far as the pen. We're hearing Adam Jones's name. Let me ask you about him quickly. He's a veteran, obviously, but the defensive numbers, hearing a lot about, well, he's not the same guy, might even be a liability. What does he bring to the table if the Indians were to make a deal to bring Adam Jones to Cleveland?
Well, in the clubhouse, and I don't know that they need anything in the clubhouse, but in the clubhouse, he is one of the great leaders you'll ever be around. He is a guy that gets what a professional athlete is supposed to be. And I know that wasn't your question. I'm just saying, this is a guy that makes you better. You know, and this
sure
comes up with Adrian Beltre all the time.
Yep.
It's like, well, what does he give you? Well, he gives you everything you could want in terms of intangibles. Yeah, his defensive metrics have gone down a little bit. But remember, I think he's still an offensive contributor. But I also think when you go from last place to first place, it changes you. We saw it with Justin Verlander last year. I think we're going to see it with Manny Machado. As great as he's been, he's going to be better. I don't know the guys they've got targeted to get that right-handed bat. But if you can get Manny Machado, if that's the guy you get, you can say job well done because he makes them better.
We're talking to Richard Justice right now on the hotline. So I do want to ask, because we've seen Tito go unorthodox with his usage of bullpen guys in the past, 2016 notably, when I had no idea when Andrew Miller was going to come in or when Cody Allen, but when they're coming in, they're going to pitch well. So how do you think in a playoff series he's going to use Cody Allen, hopefully a healthy Andrew Miller, and now Brad Hand?
I think he's going to use them better than any other manager. I don't know. You know, you get to the fifth or sixth inning. Tonight's game is different than an October game because the high leverage situations began in the fifth or the sixth or the seventh. And so Tito is unafraid to use his main guys at any time. It's just different. And you're going to have probably one starter out there. So, do you think he will still have, if you're asking, will one guy still be designated to pitch the ninth inning? I still think that'll be Cody Allen, but I think you play every game, you play out every game, and there are points in the game where if you have to use Cody Allen, you do it.
Richard, we knew going in, and it still remains the same, that Boston, New York, Houston, I mean, everybody's looking to add something.
Right.
With the Indians making these moves now, does it kind of, you know, up the ante a little bit? And if so, you know, give us an idea maybe of what the Yankees could be closing in on, Red Sox, Astros as well.
Yeah, the Red Sox want one more bullpen arm. You know, they got Steve Pearce. Look, they're playing perfect baseball now. And if they get to October and David Price and Chris Sale are pitching well, they're going to be hard to beat. On the other hand, Corey Kluber and Trevor Bauer throw shutouts in games 1 and 2, the Indians are going to be pretty hard to beat. That's what we're dealing with. You're dealing with four teams, especially the top three, and I don't know how much the trade changed that. They're basically the same teams. And so there's a frantic nature to try to get an advantage, especially in the American League East, because you don't want to play that winner-take-all wildcard game if you want 100 games. I think the team that's has the most sense of urgency to make a deal is the Yankees. They feel like they need a starting pitcher. The problem is, who's out there? Can they talk the Rays into trading Chris Archer? You know, they have the pieces to do that deal. Could they talk the Mets into trading Jacob DeGrom? That would be a tough sell because you have the inner city politics of that and what it would look like on the tabloids and all of that. Other than that, Jay Happ's probably the best guy. Cole Hamels is not pitching really well. It makes for an interesting dynamic in that what they most need is the thing that's not there. And the bullpen arms, everybody would look at the beginning of this thing, okay, we got Hand, he's gone, and Herrera, he's gone. You know, Zach Britton, there's questions about his health, although the Astros are trying like crazy to get him. And then Rafael Iglesias in Cincinnati, who is under contract for 2 more years. I don't know if they're going to trade him, given how they turned it around. And then the other guys, Blake Treinen at Oakland, and Billy Bean is the great white shark in the water right now. He sees a chance to win. He's not trading anybody, I don't think.
Richard Justice joined us on the hotline. I never bought into the fact that the Indians' window was going to be measured by Cody Allen and Andrew Miller. With that said, if there's any negative to this deal at all, I think it's a realization that Andrew Miller, if he stays healthy and pitches back to Andrew Miller, the way that he's known or we've known to see him, him and Cody Allen, I think it's a realization those guys are gone at the end of the year. Do you see it that way?
I don't see it anyway. I see that as 10,000 years from now. You're trying to win now, and you worry about tomorrow. When you're in a win-now mode, Their window is open. You have to take advantage of it. All those things work themselves out later. You know, there is always going to be churn in the roster, and that's why you have to draft and do the international things. The Indians are very smart. You know, I can tell you, I don't think they know how all of that's going to play out. What they want is to hoist a trophy on the last day.
Let me ask you quickly, Richard, on the Houston Astros, because, I mean, crazy situation there with Ken Giles, their closer.
Yep.
What are they trying to do to remedy that? And then Carlos Correa, last I heard, he still has not resumed baseball activities. How concerned are they about Correa's health?
Yeah, he has resumed baseball activities. I think he's going to pay. I think he may start a rehab assignment in the next tonight, I believe. He says his back feels okay. But you're right. It is a concern, and B, it's been a lot longer than they thought. And so you're always worry about that. The other part is they're trying to get Zach Britton from the Orioles. Now, they kicked the tires on Brad Hand, on Kelvin Herrera, last year on Brandon Kinsler, all those guys. They thought they had a deal for Britton a year ago. The Orioles didn't like some of the medical reports on some of the prospects. There's a feeling now that Zach Britton is pitching well. The Astros have the second-best bullpen ERA in baseball. but they're not comfortable. You know, while you will mix and match, and A.J. Hinch did an amazing job of piggybacking the starters, you know, you go into the postseason, you win the World Series, the bullpen that is not performing well, that's a pretty amazing feat. And while they can play the mix and match game with the way Colin McHugh and Davinsky and Will Harrison, those guys have pitched, you want some certainty about the ninth inning. That's why they want Zach Britton. And, you know, when you ask him about, well, I'm not sure about his health. You know, I mean, is he the Zach Britton of 2 years ago? What they will say is, we just need him for 4 weeks in October. We can take care of everything up to then. And you know, you have days off in October. So that's what they want to do. Will Ken Giles ever pitch again for the Astros? I don't see A.J. Hinch as a guy that holds a grudge. But, you know, it's more than whatever he did in terms of disrespecting the manager. And you probably know what he said to the manager.
Same thing he said in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, he lost his mind. He punched himself in the face. And it's not even about...
Sounds like a Tuesday for me.
Yeah, did you disrespect your manager? It's, hey, wait a minute. You've got the most pressurized job on the ball club, and you seem emotionally unstable. So a lot of it is like, you know, what you need to get your confidence back, and you need to get control of yourself. On a team that thrives on emotion and always being the same and prides itself on, hey, if it's game 7, game 2 of the World Series, bottom of the night, we're good. We're good to go. If we just keep playing, that's not a good look. And beyond all of that, you can't be counted on.
Richard, when we think about, you know, the All-Star game that just went down and there were 10 home runs, there were 25 yep. strikeouts, you know, I like to see that in a All-Star game. I'm fine with it. But unfortunately, to me, that is a representation of games day in and day out of Major League Baseball. Now, we'll put up with anything in the playoffs because the playoffs are so amazing. But if this is baseball going forward, does MLB have a legitimate issue they have to worry about?
I think they look at it, and I think they would say, yes, it is an issue. It is an area of concern. It doesn't bother me because I just want to see what the reaction is. The reason players started getting the ball in the air was a reaction to the shifts. And what baseball now feels is there is nothing they can legislate, no banning of shifts, that's going to change players' approach to the game. I think Nat Daniel Murphy of the Nationals basically said, you know, you want me swinging to trying to pull the ball, or you want me to hit a couple of singles? And that players, no matter where the defense is positioned, even if they go back to the shortstop and the third baseman have to be on the left side of the infield, players want to get the ball in the air, and that's not going to change. So I think the feeling now is, yes, we'd like to look at all those things, but right now this is the approach hitters are taking, and these are very smart people that have figured this out and decided this is the best way to win baseball games, and I don't think you're going to have I don't know what the end game is and what the ultimate adjustment will be, but I don't think banning shifts, I think there's a feeling that's not going to do it. And this is the game we have now, and how we'll evolve, I don't know. Like, I still find the game enjoyable, but in the survey show, if you're in the ballpark, you find the game, you love the game. But if you're at home watching on TV, there's too much dead time, and that gets back to the pitch clock, and that gets back to the fact that Rob Manfred would have implemented it last offseason, except the relations between the players and owners were so toxic because of the slow free agent market that it wasn't a time to stuff something down the players' throats that they didn't want, and they still don't want it.
Richard, we'll get you out of here with this final question. I know we've been focused on the American League and, of course, the Indians and their division, but, man, in the National League, we've got some serious races going on, and you look in the National League East, Philadelphia, Atlanta, continuing to keep this up. Can they do it here for the remaining second half? And then you're looking at the Nationals. They get Strasburg back tonight. Will that be enough? How's that going to shake out?
A lot going on in Washington. 48-48. That's not what you signed up for, and I know there's injuries and all that. This is a litmus test series against the Braves. You know, and the Braves are the team that seem the most vulnerable to me. I don't know if you guys have watched them on TV. They're great to watch. They're
We got all that youth and emotion, all that stuff. A lot of stuff we saw with the Astros last year, the Cubs and the Indians the year before that, and all of that. I just don't know. Philadelphia seems, maybe if you're picking a favorite right now, they're the team to pick. Fangraphs has it projected as 85, 85, 84 wins, basically a toss-up. So we all keep, and I think you guys do too, we all keep waiting for the Nationals to win 20 out of 25. Hasn't even come close to happening now. What's going to happen with Harper? What's going to happen with Strasburg? Is the manager going to get it right? You know, now he's being openly questioned about the way he handles his bullpen and all that. So they need to have a good weekend in Atlanta and to get off on a good foot.
All right, thank you, Richard. We got to do this again. That's great perspective.
Thanks,
really,
Richard.
Love hearing from you and appreciate you breaking down all the trades and what could happen for the Indians.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is, Richard Justice, MLB.com. You can see him on Major League Baseball Network. Great, great stuff on Brad Hand and what that means for the Indians.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.